Hi there, and welcome to the Accepted Authority podcast. My name is Greg Rowworth, and each week on the Accepted Authority podcast, we discuss challenges to growing a successful consultancy practice. And one of the main strategies we focus on in helping you grow your consultancy practice successfully is the strategy of authority positioning. Because in my experience, authority positioning has been the one strategy that has elevated my success to the level of being able to start, grow, and sell three consultancy practices, because the strategy of authority positioning has given us real traction in the market and an ability to attract premium level clients consistently and predictably with the systemization that I've been able to create around that. Now, in today's episode, I want to focus on what I think is the most important question that you need to ask before you even start your marketing, before you even start presenting what you do for your target market. If you can answer this question clearly and concisely, you'll have much greater traction in the way that you connect with clients, with the way that they understand your message, and that will drive more demand for your services. Now, what is the question that we're talking about? Drum roll, here we are. The question is, what problem are you the best solution for? I'll say that again. What is the problem that you are the solution for? Now, think about that. When you think about what problem is that your clients have, what the biggest problem that they face that you know how to solve for them, that your firm has the right solution and the best solution for solving that biggest problem that your clients have, there will be a way of connecting with that market that has that problem. Now, if you've been following me at all, you will have known that I talk about the typical consulting firm website that I see, which is all about, here's who we are, here's what we do. And that website message has no connection, no relevance for your target market when they're stuck in the problem stage. Because they, at the problem stage, are not thinking about any types of services that might solve those problems. They don't even really understand the value of services as such. They don't make the connection between their problem and a service that you offer. So when you can communicate to them that you are the solution to the problem they're suffering, then you'll make connection, then you will be relevant. So asking yourself, what is the problem that you are the solution for, is the first critical step in any marketing campaign, in any marketing methodology, in any marketing strategy that you should be thinking about. If you do not know the answer to that question, and surprisingly, when I ask my clients that question, they struggle to answer that in a concise way. They tend to ramble around it. They start to use the jargon of their profession. They start to use the solution, or the lack of solution is the problem. For example, I've seen this often with software and CRM programs as the service that people are providing. And so the problem that they think they solve is the lack of a CRM program. But that is not the problem. The problem in that situation is a lack of visibility over client interactions, a lack of visibility over client pipelines or potential project pipelines or new client pipelines, a lack of visibility about the types of services that clients are generally demanding or wanting from them. So the problem is not the lack of the CRM. The problem goes way back to what it is the CRM really solves. And it doesn't matter whether what you have to offer is a CRM program or something entirely different, which it probably is. I use that example to help you think through that problem. So if you're providing business planning, the problem for your clients is not that they don't have a plan. The problem is that they can't see where they're going. They can't see the wood from the trees and how they run their business. They are stuck in the day-to-day doing of the business instead of having a clear vision of the future and how to get there. So when you describe the problem that you are the solution for, you may need to be drilling down a number of levels. So think about what is the benefit of the solution that you provide? What are the underlying reasons that it exists? Why did it happen to be developed in the first place? When you can drill down to the fundamental issues that your clients are struggling with, then you have more clarity about how you can deliver the message that's relevant to them. Now, this is the biggest challenge I see for most consulting firms when they're marketing their services, is that they're starting at their service level. That's, here's who we are, here's our experience, our expertise, the types of clients we work with, and here are the services we provide. But that does not communicate what problems you're solving. So when you're able to drill down to talk about the problems that you solve, you meet the client where they're at, because your potential clients are stuck in the problem. That is generally where they're starting from. And maybe they've started to search for solutions for that problem, but they still really don't understand fully what the solution is. And here's where the major benefit of starting at this level occurs. Because if you can connect with your client when they're in the process of starting to search for a solution to their problem, and you can connect with them around the problem, help them identify the best solution and educate them around why your solution is the best solution for them, you actually will eliminate their thinking about any competition that might provide similar services. So to take it another level, it's about being able to describe your solution in terms that match the client's thinking and to educate them around the benefits of that solution, why your solution exists, why you discovered your approach to that solution, and here's where you can differentiate your firm from your competitors in approaching the solution in a different way for different reasons than the way your competitors operate. And when you can really understand the problem that your clients are starting with, you can really design your solution to be a perfect match for that problem. So you're clever people. I know to be a consultant, you've got experience, you've got nous, you can understand how to shape and form the way you do business, the way you deliver your services to a way that really fits and meets your client's biggest need. You don't have to be stuck in industry standards or professional processes, professional standards. Adapt those standards to your needs, to your client's needs, and make sure that your program, your solution, fits exactly what your clients need to get the outcomes they're looking for. So build a marketing system around that. Build a marketing system that connects with the client around the problem. Build out that solution so that you're educating your potential clients about how they solve their problem and about what the outcomes of that problem, that solution will be, because people don't want your services. Your clients do not actually want your services, but what they do want is the outcomes that you can deliver through your services. So again, here's where telling your clients all about your services has no relevance to them because they don't want your services. I can't say it loudly enough or often enough. Your clients do not want your services. They want the outcomes that your services deliver. So don't market your services. Don't tell them all about your services. Tell them how they're going to achieve the outcomes. Tell them what the outcomes will be and the way to achieve those outcomes. People are skeptical in the market. I don't need to tell you that. So if you just tell them the services you offer, you really don't actually create any connection or relevance to them. But if you tell them the outcomes that you offer without the context around the outcomes, you create a level of doubt because, yes, they want those outcomes, but they've been scammed before. They've been ripped off before. They've been promised those outcomes before and have not achieved those outcomes. So if you're just telling people about the outcomes that you'll deliver without creating the context and the reasoning about why you can achieve those outcomes, again, you leave your clients in this realm of doubt and skepticism because they're desperate for the solution, but most of us have had bad experiences in the market where we've been sold a pup. We've been promised solutions that we're looking for, but then the provider has failed to deliver. We have been let down by other providers who've made the same sorts of promises that we're making. And that is a big challenge because when someone is or has been let down before and you promise them the same outcomes, you better be able to prove that you can deliver on that. Otherwise, that hesitancy about, well, are you just another one of those guys? That stands as a brick wall in front of your ability to make the sale. And when that skepticism, that doubt is high in your client's mind because they don't want to be ripped off again, your promises of outcomes will not be enough to overcome that hurdle. But what does overcome that hurdle is being the educator, being the authority, in fact, the accepted authority. And this is what helps you become the accepted authority by showing them the bridge between the problem and the solution as a step-by-step process that, again, does not talk about what you do in each of those steps as much as the outcomes that each of those steps create. So when you can create a building or a set of building blocks or steps up to the solution, and you can prove through your methodology by explaining why this methodology achieves step one, why this methodology achieves step two, step three, step four, so they can see a progression that will bring them to the solution that they are looking for, then you create belief. You overcome that doubt and skepticism, and you create the belief that your solution will work for them because you've shown them step by step how they're going to get there. So I've covered a couple of concepts within that first question I wanted you to ask, but that is the critical first step in delivering a coherent, direct marketing message that your clients will not only want, but they will believe, so that you become the accepted authority and that you become sought out in delivering that solution for your potential clients. So I'll leave it there for today. And as always, if you would like to talk to me further about how you can answer that question in your marketing, then reach out to me, connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Just do a search for Greg Raworth and send me a message, or go to my website and look for more information about the process. There's a number of places you'll be able to get free information through on the blog posts or through some downloads that we offer. Or reach out for a strategy session and you'll be able to find where to do that on my website. So think about that question. What is the problem that you are the solution for? When you can answer that clearly and concisely, you'll have a much better bridge for your clients to cross to your services. So that's been the accepted authority. I'm Greg Raworth. Catch you all next week.